At City Hall Friday morning, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan turned up pressure on the state over $12.5 million in state funding to close its budget gap. The city is resorting to a hiring freeze and considering cutting programs and festivals. Speaking Friday morning at City Hall, Sheehan outlined potential cuts the city would have to make to offset the impact if the funding doesn't appear in the state budget due April 1st. She's put a hiring freeze in place and suggests city staples, such as the Summer Youth Employment Program, may be eliminated along with festivals like Alive at Five and Tulip Fest, but conceded those cuts would barely dent the financial shortfall.
The total savings would be somewhere around $500,000. So because we do generate revenue, that so we would have to take the revenue out, right, if we take the festivals out. So, you know, yes, there are some savings, but, you know, this is the capital city.
Sheehan stressed that several upstate cities receive much more money than Albany does.
Our AIM funding per capita, that's aid that comes to municipalities, is a quarter of what Buffalo and Rochester receive, or Syracuse receive. It's a third of what Rochester receives. It's almost a third of what Niagara Falls receives. And it's half of what Utica and Troy receive per capita. We are not being treated like any other large city in upstate New York. Of the cities that are ranked by the state comptroller's office of being in fiscal distress, we are the only city in the state of our size that is in significant fiscal distress.
The Democrat, up for re-election this year, says homeowners and residents throughout 25 unique neighborhoods bear a disproportionate burden of Albany's tax levy. Sheehan recently made a Tin Cup Day appearance at a joint hearing of the state legislature to plead for money, testifying that Albany is the most fiscally stressed city in the state, which has been deficit spending since 2007, operating with a depleted rainy day fund. She noted that in her quest for efficiency, she has cut $9.5 million in expenses, but that $12.5 million budget gap remains. Sheehan did not bring up a rumored 22% property tax increase should Albany be denied the handout. The stone-faced mayor emphasized that the current situation is no cause for alarm.
You know, I don't ever panic. We have a great leadership team here in the city. We've been through this type of analysis before. I think that it is important, though, that we announce today that we are putting a hard freeze in place. Any hiring is going to have to be justified as being budget neutral. So, for example, we do have some positions that are funded by grant sources. So we will be looking at every single line. I have placed a moratorium on blanket purchase orders. So every purchase is going to have to be justified. And we're making sure that in the event that we are not successful, we've done all that we can to be fiscally responsible and to ensure that we can get to a place that it is not going to result in a hard landing.
The takeaway from the early morning press conference is this.
We are here today not because of, concern that we can't manage the city. We'll do our jobs. What we want to do is ensure that our employees, our stakeholders, and our friends are calling the Assembly, calling the Senate, and making sure that they are saying loud and clear, we support capital city funding. That's what we want people out there talking about.
From the sound of a response WAMC received from Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi, this nail biter may be short-lived.
We've been in constant contact with Mayor Sheehan's office as recently as this morning, and we anticipate reaching a final budget agreement that will benefit the residents of the city of Albany and New York State as a whole.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.